All right, the room's gone cold the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
But you're dressed hot today, buddy.
Oh, yeah. I look like a mayor of a town.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. What town is that? Sucksville, USA?
No, that's where your mom lives.
Damn it.
She's a queen.
Kimmy, she's a queen of a town.
She's a queen of Sucksville. She gets a crown and everything. Queens suck, they call it.
Shut up. It's Tuesday. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for everyone's favorite break room game, Where They Whited. Kimmy's got her post for the neighborhood app. She's going to read it out loud, and if you've never played before, here's how it works.
You do.
Shut up. Kimmy has that post in the neighborhood app. We appreciate you guys sending it. She takes the apps. She removes street names, town references, anything that will obviously give the town away. Yet, despite that stuff being gone, there are still little clues.
Okay.
Right, that you can listen.
You have to listen.
Listen. If you don't listen to Tommy, the man in the maroon socks, you look like it is hard for me to look at you this morning and not think, what an idiot. Like, more than a normal day.
Kimmy's digging the outfit.
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Again.
It's a unique take on a dark suit.
It's Tommy's take on a black suit.
Yeah, see?
It's exactly what you would expect.
I own it, man.
I am your friend. She is not. She encourages you to look like an idiot. How many times do I have to tell
you? I think you should put some bling on those pockets, too, while you're at it.
Oh, like bedazzle them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe a little trim.
We're going to listen to Kimmy's post, not listen to Kimmy's fashion advice.
Yeah, all right.
And you're going to call us up, 252-WCMF, when we have a phone line open. We're going to figure out where they whining. So it was Caleb who won last week. He is on hold. He will be going from the Ben hole. Kimmy wants Ben zone.
Well, I just thought that I thought everybody voted zone, but we can take a vote today and make it official.
All right. So everyone we talk to will decide what the last pick is called, and that'll be at that forever. Will it be the Ben hole or the Ben zone?
Mm-hmm.
And let me make a little thing over in the corner here. Hole zone.
All right.
Are we ready?
Ready.
Kimmy, let's do this thing.
No dirt bikes after 9 p.m.
Shut up.
This is getting ridiculous. Whoever is letting their kids repeatedly terrorize their neighbors at night should be fined. Ever since the weather broke, we hear the engines revving around 6 p.m. and run through almost 10 o'clock at night. On a Monday? Really? It is affecting my peace and quiet, and now I am furious. It's nonstop. These kids apparently do not have a proper bedtime. Caught a glimpse of them riding through once. There's no way they're older than 13. No helmets, no rules, no respect for property. They're on the street, they're on the sidewalk, they're in our backyards, and on trails made for walking. If
these trails were made for walking.
If these are your kids, I hope you see this and start implementing some rules in your home. I'm sick and tired of the noise and disrespect. How would you like it if I came over with my loud blower and ran it in your yard for 4 hours?
Bring his wife?
That's right. You wouldn't. Be warned.
Kimmy's nailing the acting job. That's right. You wouldn't.
Be warned. The next time I hear those engines revving near my yard, I'm calling the cops.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF.
I just want to point out, it was all in all caps.
Of course it was in all caps. We could tell by the way you were reading that, Kimmy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. This is hard. This is very hard.
But you can kind of pick a region.
Oh, can you?
Oh, yeah.
Because every region in the greater Rochester area is dealing with this. What are you thinking?
This is West Side.
You think so?
This is a West Side agitated man.
Okay.
And for some reason, I have East Ridge, that area.
Okay.
Of jackassing around at
East
night.
Ridge, that's the east
west side.
No, East Ridge. I'm talking
East Ridge Road in okay.
As you roll through Ironiquate and Greece in that area.
Okay. Well, the river cuts off.
You're describing a wide range of places
I understand.
Here.
And when you roll through Ironiquate into Greece, into Gates, into Chilai, into Batavia.
So I'm looking at Ridge Road.
Okay.
West of the river.
Okay.
Going into, like, that area, Kodak, and into that area.
Okay.
So would that be Greece?
Well, I'm honestly not really sure where you're describing.
Okay, so he's talking about Kodak Theater.
Yeah,
okay.
That area.
So you want Kodak Theater or you want a little farther down Ridge? Because that's right where the line is.
I'm going to take Kodak Theater, that area.
Okay, what neighborhood would we call that? Is that Dewey? Actually, I hear it's...
No, that would be Dewey.
It's Dutchtown.
Oh, yeah. Don't let me down, Dutchtown. So, yeah, because that's where Dewey Avenue Smoke Shop in that area, so that would be Dewey.
So what do we call that neighborhood? So that is...
Hold on. I'm calling Dewey.
Let me think. There's a name for it. It's... Ah, damn it. I mean, the fact that we can't come up with a name probably means you lost already.
I'm taking that. That's
Maplewood.
First.
It's Maplewood.
Okay.
Maplewood.
Okay.
Is that Maplewood?
Yeah. I mean, like...
You know where Bathtub Billy's was and all that?
Oh, okay, no, that's Greece.
Well,
kind
if you go further down, Bathtub Billy's now you're getting into Greece.
Well, I'm calling territory. Dewey.
Okay, no, Dewey is in Greece and the city.
Yeah.
No,
because it runs parallel.
Well, which Dewey, one do you want, the city or Greece?
Yeah, you
side?
Want, you want Maplewood or you want Greece?
I'm taking the city.
So you want Maplewood?
Maplewood.
Yeah. It's a good call. Solid.
You can't. You just comment solid on your
call.
Own.
You just, and by the way,
solid
you started with
call.
This is some West Side stuff. I'm taking the city.
Well, you know, that area.
No, he goes, this is some West Side stuff. Eastridge, you know what I mean?
Well, Eastridge runs.
You literally named three different places in three different spots. Yeah. You should have been disqualified 10 minutes ago.
I mean, but you, okay, so your pick is Maplewood area near the Codex.
Yeah.
Okay. This All is right. not the city. This is not the city of Rochester.
No, where is it?
I'm going to tell you where it
oh,
is.
Please tell me.
So there's an interesting dynamic going on with the dirt bikes and the ATVs because they're a problem in the city.
Yeah.
And they're a problem in the sticks, but they're not so much a problem in the suburbs, at least unless your suburb is like touching the city of Rochester,
all right.
right? Where we've seen. Like Irondequoit's had some problems.
You're grimy, your burbs.
Greece has had some problems. This sounds like a town that is right on the edge of not being in civilization, but it's still civilization.
Are you going out there?
I'm going out enough.
Ooh.
They whining in Kimmy's hometown.
Really?
Of Hilton. And the key is...
Country jackasses.
It's kids. If these are grown-ass people, I would say, okay, maybe
but
the
here's
city.
The problem. When an old man sees somebody, they're all kids. Don't get caught up on the word kid, because I call everybody under 40 kid.
I heard 13. Was the number 13 not said?
I will read you. It says, there's no way they're older than 13.
Ah!
But that's an old man take.
Okay. All right. Well, and you would know because I heard it from a distance. All of your jokes suck and you're ugly and I
man,
hope
man, that
you
joke don't. Does not go away.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I haven't written a new one in 10 years. Again, Caleb is our winner. He goes from the last spot. And today, everyone will vote at the end of their pick if we are calling it the Ben Hole or the Ben Zone.
Mm.
252 WCMF. Let's kick it off with Chris. Chris, where are they whining, buddy?
Morning. I'm going to say Greece.
Why Greece?
There's a lot of trails, like Morella Park has bike trails. And one of the things that said trails, where Tommy picked, there's no trails.
Yeah, no, the trail of the street.
No, there's like walkways and like little...
Oh, yeah, in his defense, over by the bridge.
Oh, over, yeah, over by the water.
No,
stuff.
Okay, but you also said Dewey.
I know.
Dewey's got trail.
You said
the old Dewey Trail. That's how it started.
Oh, Dewey Trail? Wait, Dewey trail. Isn't that down your mom's navel? Awfully Dewey when I got done with it.
So you were tossing my mom's navel?
No, you idiot. I was.
You.
Okay, Chris, we got you for Greece. Are we going with Ben Hole or Ben Zone?
Zone.
Going with Ben Zone.
What a dick.
Lame ass. Chris, thanks for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Cody. Cody, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to say they're whining in Mendon.
Mendon?
Mendon.
Why?
You're a goddamn fool, boy.
Why Mendon?
There are a lot of trails down in the Mendon area, and I think there's just enough neighborhood that what the kids are doing is riding through the neighborhoods to get to the trails. So we've got the complaints about them on the trails and also the complaints about them going through the neighborhoods.
Okay, but here's the thing. Every town has trails, Cody. Like,
yes.
Literally every town has trails that wind through neighborhoods.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, you gotta, this is honestly a tough one.
Yeah, no, I agree, Cody. That's why your pick sucks so hard. Before we let you go, Ben Hole or Ben Zone?
As the original coiner, I've got to stick with Zone.
Okay, we're going. Oh, my God.
I knew it. He's such a zone.
He's a zone, bro.
He's a zone douche.
Cody, thanks for the call. 252
WCMF. Zone. The other one sounds dirty.
252-9263. Let's talk to Billy. Billy, where are they whining, buddy?
No, it's Joey.
Don't care. Joey, where are they whining?
Holly?
How can you be a Joey and be that dumb?
Why does everybody suck today? Why Holly?
Because they have the canal. I used to see the kids riding down it all the time on their dirt bikes, all through the town, all down the canal.
Holy.
Okay, yeah. And
hauling ass and hauling.
And that tips you off because Holly's the only town that touches a canal in the greater Rochester area.
Only place I know I've seen all those kids riding.
All right, Billy, are we going with Ben Zoll or Ben Zone? Or sorry, Joey. Ben Zone or Ben Hull?
Hole.
Joey Holes, baby.
There he is. Loves them holes.
He had to come out with a win eventually.
Yeah, but he got there. We're proud of him. Let's talk to Barbara. Barbara, where are they whining, buddy?
They're whining in the Ben Hole known as Irondequoit.
All right, why Irondequoit?
I live there, and constantly they're riding right up and down Culver and St. Paul. And with no mufflers, you can hear them all the way across town.
No mufflers.
No mufflers. Don't even be started about the water department. All right, but does it make it into West Irondequoit, or is this solely an East Irondequoit thing?
No, both. At Westford, they go right up St. Paul Boulevard along the river.
Oh, up St.
And,
Paul.
Right up into Somerville and Durand.
Damn. All right, well,
can I say, Tommy looks like he's ready to go to Josh Allen's wedding, but he's been waiting at the mailbox for that invite.
Good try, Barbara.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're going to go whole here?
Definitely. Okay. Whole all the way.
All right. Barbara, a whole guy. Barbara, thanks for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We will take one more before we go to reread. We are currently at 2-2 for our last pick being the Ben Zone versus the Ben Hole.
Okay.
Let's go with our girl, Alex. Alex, where are they whining?
Oh, God, I hope I don't get disqualified, but I'm going to go with Spencerport this week.
Oh, you lucky girl, you. Why Spencerport?
I just feel like it sounds like Countryville activities, and they got the older people population who would definitely complain about something like that. So Spencerport just feels good to me this week.
All right, I mean, I can't hate on Spencerport. I mean, it's kind of similar to where I was going, right? All right, Alex, the important question, are we going with Ben Hole or Ben Zone?
Ben Hole. Hey,
go with your roots, baby. Stick with your hole.
For God's sakes, man.
Had a girl. Rock the
Jesus
hole.
Christ,
man,
Tommy.
Thank you.
One sentence too far, my friend.
Alex is a girl who is not shy and even made her curse into a microphone. Alex, thanks for the call. 252-WCMF.
Hold on.
Sit tight, everybody. Yeah. Kimmy, can we get a reread for the folks that are just joining us, please?
No dirt bikes after 9 p.m. This is getting ridiculous. Whoever's letting their kids repeatedly terrorize their neighbors at night should be fined. Ever since the weather broke, we hear the engines revving around 6 p.m. and run through almost 10 o'clock at night. On a Monday? Really? It's affecting my peace and quiet, and now I am furious. It's nonstop. These kids apparently do not have a proper bedtime. Caught a glimpse of them riding through once. There's no way they're older than 13. No helmets, no rules, no respect for property. I don't know if they meant to say property lines. They're on the street, they're on the sidewalk, they're in our backyards and on trails made for walking. If these are your kids, I hope you see this and start implementing some rules in your home. I'm sick and tired of the noise and disrespect. How would you like it if I came over with my loud blower and ran it in your yard for 4 hours? That's right, you wouldn't. Be warned that next time I hear those engines revving near my yard, I'm calling the cops.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy is in Maplewood in the city, even though he wanted Irondequoit, but then said Dewey, but then went Greece.
I had something in my mind. Like, I had a vision.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good for you. I'm in Hilton. Chris is in Greece. Cody is out in Mendon. Billy, who actually turned out to be Joey, decided to pick Holly. Barbara is in Irondequoit. Alex is in Spencerport. She's probably never calling again after what you just said. And we are keeping track of if we are going the last pick being called the Ben Hole versus the Ben Zone. Your listeners are choosing. And currently, Ben Hole is in the lead.
Come on.
3-2.
Where are my holers?
252 WCMF. You want to go back-to-back women?
Yeah, why not?
Well, unfortunately, we only have Christine waiting. Christine, where are they whining?
God, I didn't call in last week, and, you know, there's just no love. I'm going to say Chi Lai.
Why Chi Lai?
I think this is the park, Blackwatch Trail, and all of those houses across the way.
Cullen Trail.
Easy way to go zipping up and down the street.
Oh, they're so zipping over there.
Oh, they be zipping.
Well, but this isn't where they zipping. This is where they whining.
Oh,
this,
damn
this
it.
The problem.
Well, zipping, whining, if you get it caught, then you're whining. So yeah, I'm going to say Chi Lai.
All right. And Christine, are we going with the Ben Hole or the Ben Zone?
Well, I was thinking Bend Behind, but I guess that's not an option.
So no, we're not asking what you do on Friday night with your husband.
Okay, never mind. Ben Hole.
Oh!
Atta girl.
Ben Hole.
My whole sister.
God!
That's right, Tommy.
No!
No, it's like we're sisters at Hole.
Whole sister, whole brother. We are the whole Twisters. Yes, we are.
I'm leaving. You're leaving now, Christine. Thank you for the call. Look what you did. Look what you did to this show.
You inspired her new song. Whole Sisters.
Hey, and the song goes, "Hey, Whole Sisters." That's not how this song goes, Christine.
Is it the Pointer Sisters or Sister Sludge?
I was thinking Train. I mean, we
I don't think she's. I think she's.
There's several whole songs we could do.
There's a lot of holes out there.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Jeremy, where are they whining, buddy?
That song was the amalgamation of all those singers who did the Vulu Vukashe song way back in the day. That's what that was. A. B, there's an important line in this thing. Not only is it all capitalized, and it's obviously a man writing this, 9 p.m. Noise ordinance at 9 p.m. only applies to a couple towns in our area,
ooh,
and one of them is Webster.
Ooh.
That's what I'm taking.
A lot of trails in Webster.
Well, yeah, and like we said, it's the only town with trails.
Yeah, trail town.
I do. That's some deep investigative work, Jeremy.
Yeah.
I have nothing to do, obviously, so.
Understood. All right, the more important question, are we going with the Ben Hole or the Ben Zone?
Well, since eating Mule is out of the question, I guess we're just going with Hole. Bye, Dick.
See you, Jeremy.
I feel like you guys have bullied everybody into picking Hole.
Yeah, that was my point.
That was the plan, the Hole. Where have you been? How long have you known us
I've been
for?
Pushing
Don't
Hole since I started.
Peer pressure. Pick what you want, everybody.
252 WCMF. All right, let's rip through some here. John, where are they whining, buddy?
Ogden.
Okay.
Ogden.
Wait, no, call back, John. We got to know, do we put him down for a hole or a zone?
Did he hang up?
Yeah, he hung up. Yeah, he's a dick. He yells Ogden and hangs up the phone.
I'm going to say proxy vote Hole.
All right, proxy vote. Okay. That's six. Yeah. By the way, I don't get the bit John's doing with Ogden.
I don't either.
I don't get it.
But it's he's like very dedicated. Thing,
okay, all right. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Steve. Oh, let me get my button. Steve, where are they whining, buddy?
They're whining in Penfield.
Penfield? Why Penfield?
It's close to one of those other towns that somebody just mentioned, but there's the Thousand Acre Swamp out there. There's a lot of cul-de-sacs.
Wait a minute. Time out. What? There's the what?
The Thousand Acre Swamp out in Penfield.
Wait, isn't that Tommy's mom's pants? What is the thousand? What is the Thousand Acre Swamp? I've never heard of that.
It's a gator pit.
So there's a swamp. It's off of Baird Road. It's north of Atlantic. Maybe it's a 100-acre swamp. I don't know. It's either 100 or 1,000, but and I know that's a lot of distance. But yeah, there's a ton of trails back in there. There's, you know, tons of houses with streets and cul-de-sacs.
Have you ever heard of this
before?
Okay.
You got to look it up.
Florida.
Steve, are you making this up, buddy? Are you lying?
I swear to God,
are
no.
Are you lying on the FCC airwaves, bud?
Maybe. Who knows?
All right, Steve, the more important question, are we going Ben Hole or Ben Zone?
What's that? We're going to go with the hole. Everybody said that. We're going to go with it.
Yeah.
My whole
peer
brother.
Pressure.
Get on there. Get
old
on there.
Brother.
And Tommy, your answer this morning was kind of like you wanted to say, nah, but you actually said, nah.
Oh, my God, I forgot to do the man, ma.
Oh, you didn't.
Oh, my God. We're all thrown off, Steve. Thanks for the call, buddy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Cole. Cole, where are they whining, buddy?
I think Gananda.
Why Gananda?
I used to be one of those kids, so.
So you were bike. Okay, but Gananda, nobody, I don't think we've ever had
it's an
Gananda.
Orphan town. It's like a made-up
town.
It's like a made-up town. It's an afterthought.
Gananda?
Yeah.
That's right outside Penfield.
Yeah, but nobody goes there or talks about it.
That's where the home of rock and roll
exactly.
is.
Exactly. That's why they're whining there. There's
okay.
A bunch of old people.
All right. We got you for
kids.
All right, we got you for Gananda. Are we going Ben Hole or Ben Zone there?
Ben Hole.
Boy.
Oh, man, Hole is running away with it. Cole, thanks for the call. Let's talk to Armand. Armand, where are they whining, buddy?
Where did Jeff locate it? Henrietta.
I don't know if I like this one, Armand.
You don't got to like it. I like it.
Oh, look who's back. Look who's back.
That's
who's
right.
Back.
That's right.
Armand was
confident.
Saucy Armand's back, baby.
Taking charge.
Yeah. You know, I'm in the zone. You feel me? I'm going zone.
What?
Thought you were cool.
Thought you were a whole
honestly,
brother, man.
It honestly should be the Armand zone, but you know we'll talk about that another day. Okay.
You want to get in? You want to get in Ben's hole?
If you join me, Tommy.
Oh, that's the world's worst threesome. Pride Month is canceled.
Plenty of room, though.
Armand, thanks for the call, buddy. 252 WCMF. I do feel it's only fair because we're talking about his hole all day.
We have to give this man a vote.
Ben, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with Ontario because I live out there, and there's dirt bikes and four-wheelers all over the place.
Okay.
And to get anywhere out there, you have to go down a main road.
Okay. All right. And the more important question, are we going to call it your hole or your zone?
The zone, because that was my spot forever. So I feel like I trump everybody. It's the zone.
No, you don't get the final vote. I just find it weird that you don't want anyone.
You can call it what you want.
He doesn't want anyone in his hole, I think is what the problem is.
Probably is. Even though we hear there's plenty of room.
I did hear that reported in the break room.
You can hear the echo in his hole.
Ben, I don't think Ben's happy with this.
No. How deep is your hole?
How deep is your hole? How deep is your... Ben, we want to know.
All right. We heard his hole.
All right, so we have one call left to take. Last week's champion.
Yeah.
Right now, hole. The Ben hole has 8 votes. The Ben zone has 4, which means
blowout.
Yeah, there is no. Yeah, Ben's hole is blown
no
out.
Coming back.
That means joining us from the Ben hole.
All right.
Last week's champion, Caleb. Caleb, where are they whining, buddy?
We're going to go with Fairport.
Why Fairport?
Just a vibe, and it was an open spot, and I don't think we've had a Fairport pick in a bit, so I'm going with my gut and going Fairport.
All right, Caleb, how old are you?
25.
Okay, he can still say it's a vibe. I'm sorry. I was going to attack you,
yeah,
but you're still...
He's allowed. He's in the vibe zone.
He's young Caleb.
He's in the vibe zone?
He's in the vibe hole.
What we call the vibe hole. Yes. All right, Ben, or Caleb, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right.
What do we got?
All right, here's what we got here. Great work done by everybody.
Oh, yeah.
This week, by the way. Tom, except for you, because you picked Maplewood after picking 3 other towns by accident. I am in Hilton. Chris is in Greece. Cody is in Mendon. Billy, whose name is actually Joey, is in Holly. Barber is in Arundecoit. Alex, who you disgusted, is in Spencerport. Christine, who admitted she gets bent over backwards on Friday nights, is in Chilai.
By her husband.
Tommy is her whole sister.
Yep, you guys are whole siblings. Jeremy looked up the noise ordinance times.
Thank God.
And due to that, went with Webster. John said Agden. We did not get a whole vote, but by proxy, Tommy voted whole. Steve is in Penfield. Cole is in Gananda.
Cole the hole, buddy.
Saucy Armand. He's back. He's in Henrietta. Ben called up. He's in Ontario. Doesn't want anyone in his hole at any time.
Yeah.
And Caleb, our last week's champion, chose Fairport. Are we ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Feeling good. Let's go.
This week we have somebody who has earned their second star on the board.
Damn!
Park your hole, bro.
And no, they did not go from the Ben hole. Sorry, Caleb.
Okay. Ben's hole, empty this week.
Wow. Yeah. That's a first.
This week, they whining in Webster.
Damn, Jeremy.
Damn. Rain cloud.
The dark star.
Dark star. Wait, are we talking about Ben's hole again?
Yes.
Okay, so first of all, for a man who says he hates this game,
yes.
He now has 2 stars.
He did his research.
I mean, I guess that's the key. If you have no life and nothing
better
to do.
I didn't even know that reading the post.
Why would you? You have things to do.
Yeah, right. True.
Jeremy, congratulations on your second star.
Yeah.
You will be shooting from the Ben hole next week. And it is officially forever and ever and ever the Ben hole. Let's take a break.
Okay.
This is like the worst thing you could do if you have this job.
Oh.
But somehow this person, this poor person, might have picked the worst place in the greater Rochester area to do this thing.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. You know, men are hot and cold on driving a truck because it seems to be a guy fantasy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's a very difficult thing to do.
Sure.
And that's something that someone found out the hard way yesterday on the east side.
The neighbors trucking.
They were trucking. Now, it's a delivery truck. It's not like a semi-truck. But it's a big-ass box truck. And someone else, once again, got a big-ass box truck stuck in an underpass.
Is it the standard one over here by Genesee Brewery?
Nope. This is an east side.
We got a new one.
Yeah.
Before we get into the story, I would like to point out, 10NBC is just reporting the news, but they always do this dick thing where they take a close-up of the truck stuck right underneath the clearance sign. Like, guys already
emphasize.
Yes, he's having a bad day already. Like, we don't need to be like, this is what the clearance was, and this is where the truck is stuck. So you brought up St. Paul.
Yeah.
And that is a common place where trucks get
many
stuck.
Many a truck
had died. Also, the bridge on Lexington down by the GM plant. Also a common bridge stuck. I don't know if we've seen this stuck before, but it's like the worst one.
Which one?
The person got stuck in Parenton underneath the Barrett Road underpass near Whitney Road.
And yeah, that's a low. Is that the wait? Is that one, the single file one?
It's a one-way bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And super like in both directions.
And he jammed it all up.
Man.
Here's what's even more alarming.
The guy on the other side waiting?
Well, think about that.
Come on.
Think about that.
I got my kids' Little League.
It is. All right. There's a couple ways to go with this. First off, it's embarrassing that you clogged up a one-way bridge.
Yeah.
But this bridge is made out of stone.
Yeah, it's like Civil War-style bridge.
Now, I get that the bridge over the top has got metal on it. Okay,
but it's a stone arch.
Yes. Everything around it. Solid. Right? Am I wrong? Am I missing something
No,
here?
You're
that's,
right.
It's made out of stone. So that seems like a little more alarming.
It ain't budging.
Than a standard bridge. Even worse than that, you did it on the east side where people tend to be less patient about stuff like this, right? Because, I mean, it's a working class person. This person, it was a furniture delivery truck.
Oh, man.
With the name of the company on the truck all over the news.
Yep.
But can we
talk? Nice little advertisement there.
Yeah, not great. Not a great situation. Can we talk about that bridge? How?
What's the matter?
Well, how is there still a one-way bridge?
Well, how would you? I mean, you would have to like take that bridge down. You'd have to like blow it up.
Do we know what year that bridge was built?
Are we 1872? I'm going to say that bridge is post Civil War.
Everything is post-Civil War.
No, if I'm saying like
after the. Again, hey, guess what? I'm holding this pen. Post-Civil War.
All right, wise guy. I'm saying late 1870s.
Late 1870s?
Yeah.
You think so?
That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
I got a vibe.
Does anybody.
Because this country was popping back then. We were just coming back around.
We were the opposite of popping, man.
No, we were coming out of stuff. We were things were looking good.
Bad stuff still going on. It was popping, not pops you wanted to
not
hear.
Not for everybody. But for, you know,
and you didn't want to talk to pops. He had some really bad opinions about things, too. Kimmy, can you Google, see if we get an answer for the Barrett Road? I mean, I don't know. This also could have been one of those things that they built in like the 1940s to look quaint in a quaint area.
And then, they built it.
We weren't building nothing much in the 1940s. We were in the middle of a war.
Okay, after. You know what I mean? Like when we
needed all the stones to throw at the Germans.
Take that, Kaiser. I mean, even after all these years, you would think there would have been a way to expand that to two lanes.
You'd have to bore out the hole.
Why are you laughing?
If this is the bridge we're talking about.
Yeah.
It was built in 1968.
No way.
Oh, post-Civil War.
No, there's no way that's you ain't got the right bridge.
A full 100
the
years.
The Baird Road Bridge.
Yeah.
It's a structure that carries Baird Road over Thomas Creek. Is that a different bridge?
No, that might be a different one. This is over, it says, underpass on Baird Road near Whitney Road.
Yeah, so the Baird Road goes underneath this
Is the Baird Road near Baird Road?
Well, I call it, that's what they called it originally.
Yeah, post-Civil War, right now.
When I was banging your mom out there.
See, don't get mad at me because you keep saying stupid crap. Somebody has to live out there and know when that bridge was made. How does nobody know when this
bridge
was made?
You got to admit, it looks ancient.
No, I know it looks ancient, but you look ancient. You were born in the 50s. Before the bridge was born, according to Kimmy.
I don't know. I guess I don't know what that bridge is specifically called, so that's what I'd need.
It says the underpass on Barrett Road near Whitney Road. And here's the other thing about that bridge. It comes out of nowhere. Like, there's a turn you take.
Yeah, because you kind of come around a slope, and then you turn. Yeah, then you're there.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, there's headlights coming right at me. Can we also talk about that?
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this furniture delivery truck. It got stuck on that one-lane bridge made out of, like, stone out there in Parenton. It's a bad scene. Why is everything in Fairport, Parenton, and Penfield the most windy possible roads?
To keep it quaint.
No.
It's very quaint looking.
My daughter, she plays hockey out at Rochester Ice Center, right? And every road near that rink, you need to turn like 180 degrees at every stoplight to take a left. What?
It must have been designed before.
Designed to make you dizzy?
I wonder if it was designed before cars.
Okay, shut up.
Like, you're saying, like, the town itself?
Like, what if all those were just horse trails at one time, and they just kept to that pattern?
Why would you do that?
Because that's how it was back then.
No, there were plenty of towns that moved homes when they were building roads, redlining,
for example.
But they
didn't do it.
Okay. Why? No, you say they didn't do it. You're basing it on, these were all the horse trails.
I think the old horse trails.
Horse trails they built in 1970 for all the 1970s horses with afros and bell bottoms, you idiot. Shut up. Fairport, Parenton, Kenfield, out in the country, you know what I'm saying? Like, away from, the main towns, are the hardest roads to navigate and drive in this town.
All right. I'll give you that. Yeah,
it's super frustrating. Yeah. You never get a bearing. I've been driving out that way for my daughter to play hockey since she was, five. So that's, almost 10 years.
Yeah.
I still do not have my bearings about me when I get out there.
That's why all those old men have those compasses on their dashboard when they're driving their Crown Vicks around.
Yeah, I get very turned around.
Yes.
In some of those towns.
And it's because it's all so twisty and long and windy. Yeah. It doesn't make any damn sense. Also, there's a house when I'm driving out to the Rochester Ice Center off that Pittsburgh, the second Pittsburgh exit off of 490. They have a full pond in their yard, but it's got a drawbridge that goes over
to an island
in the middle of the pond. And that pisses me off.
Why? Because they got their own bridge?
You've got an island.
And a bridge.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
But it's not necessary.
Yeah, but if you could have one, why not?
Well, because here's the thing. What are you doing on that island? There's not enough space on that island to do anything.
Well,
it's like just, it's like, it's literally like a.
But you have your own island.
No, but it's like a 10.
You do whatever you want on the island.
Square foot. No, you don't do anything, Kimmy. I've driven by that place 1,000 times.
I would stand on the island just to say I'm on an island.
Okay, but they don't.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ryan writes us on Instagram.
About this bridge?
Yes, Duffy on WCMF.
The overpass.
Yeah, he says the bridge was built in 1941.
Okay.
We weren't building anything in 41. We were in the middle of a war.
What do you want from me, man?
Everything was shut down.
It was right before we decided to join the war in 41. Belushi, he built it, and then he started in 1941, and that ruined his career.
You talk about a deep cut, bro.
Everybody saw 1941.
Kimmy didn't.
What?
You ever see 1941?
No.
Do you know who Belushi is?
Yes.
Of course she knows who Belushi is.
Which one?
I mean,
you may only know.
Which one?
Do you know both Belushis?
I mean, he's no Gloria Steinberg.
Steinbeck.
Damn.
You even mess up the messed up name right.
You're right, Keith. Dumb.